Okay, we are in year 9 at Lansdowne School. We're doing some English work. I've got a very keen student with me. So, young man, your name?
My name is Alex.
Alex, we've been learning about a very famous playwright. What is the man's name?
William Shakespeare.
And was he living in old times or fairly new times?
He was living in fairly old times.
Yeah, we read some work and we thought roughly it was around how many years ago?
400 years ago.
And we've gone through some...
And there are more than 400 feature films of his plays.
That's a very good point. So we've gone through some of his life story and we've got some questions to answer and you've been answering in a full sentence,
yeah,
which is really important. So if I read some of these questions and we'll see how we get on. The first question...
What's the first question?
The first question is, who was William Shakespeare married to?
William Shakespeare was married to Anne Hathaway.
Very good. How old was William Shakespeare when he got married?
William Shakespeare was 18 when he got married.
So he was fairly young. We've been learning about his family. So what did William Shakespeare's father do for a living, Alex? What was his job?
William Shakespeare's father was a glove maker and merchant.
And what was a merchant? Can you remember? What does a merchant do? Someone who sells...
stuff.
Yeah, sells stuff. Very good. Okay, number 4. How many children did William Shakespeare have?
William Shakespeare had 3 children.
And can you remember maybe the name of just one of his children?
Oh, Judith. Judith.
Very good, okay. Number 5, where was William Shakespeare born?
William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Okay, that's good. And the final question we had from your wonderful research, Alex, was where was William Shakespeare baptised?
William Shakespeare was baptised on the 26th of April, 1564.
And really, really tough final other question. Can you remember, what does it mean to be baptised? What did we say?
It means we... I'm not sure. Can you tell me?
Yeah, well, you heard the answer earlier. You go to a church.
You go to a church, yeah.
And maybe it's the vicar or the priest.
Maybe it's the vicar or the priest, yeah.
And what do? They give you a blessing.
They give you a blessing, yeah.
Alex, that's brilliant work. Thank you for sharing. Well done.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.